Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Velvet Promise by Jude Devereaux. Read by Gabra Zachman.
Prologue. Judith Revidoun looked across the ledger at her father. Her mother, Helen, was beside her. Judith felt no fear of the man, in spite of all he'd done over the years to make her fear him. His eyes were red with deep circles beneath them. She knew his ravaged face was due to his grief at the loss of his beloved sons, two ignorant, cruel men who were exact replicas of their father. Judith studied Robert Revidoun with a vague sense of curiosity. He didn't usually bother with his only daughter. He had no use for women since his first wife died, and his second, a frightened woman, had merely given him a girl.
"What do you want?"
Judith asked calmly. Robert looked at his daughter as if seeing her for the first time. Actually, the girl had been kept hidden most of her life, buried with her mother in their own apartments amid their books and ledgers. He noticed with satisfaction that she looked like Helen had at that age. Judith had those odd golden eyes that some men raved about, but which he found unsettling. Her hair was a rich auburn, her forehead broad and strong, as was her chin, her nose straight, her mouth generous. Yes, she would do, he thought. He could use her beauty to his advantage.
"You're the only one I have left,"
Robert said, his voice heavy with disgust.
"You will marry and give me grandsons."
Judith stared at him in shock. All her life she had been trained by Helen for life in a nunnery. Not a pious education of prayers and chanting, but one of high practicality, leading to the only career open to a noblewoman. She could become a prioress before she turned 30. A prioress was as different from the average woman as a king from a serf. A prioress ruled lands, estates, villages, knights. She bought and sold according to her own judgment. She was sought by men and women alike for her wisdom. A prioress ruled, and was ruled by no one. Judith could keep books for a large estate, could make fair judgments in disputes, and knew how much wheat to grow to feed how many people. She could read and write, manage a reception for a king, run a hospital.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?